For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm live. Sorry, folks. I had some technical difficulties. But so this 7 o'clock this morning today, Monday, May 20th, the Suffolk County Police, the New York State Police, the FBI, they went to Rex Schumann's home to serve a search warrant on his home. Now, what were they looking for that they didn't find the last time? Well, they could be looking for more additional forensic evidence, potentially to compare against other evidence that they have. Did they come up with other evidence? Because they just spent 10 days out in Manorville, Long Island, searching through those woods there, where they had information that potentially other victims of Rex Schumann were dumped. So that is the question that we all have. What are they searching for now? And could and would this search be fruitful? Because let's not forget, the home is lived in by Asa Ellerup and two of Rex Schumann's children. Asa Ellerup, of course, is Rex Schumann's wife, who filed for divorce from him. So do investigators, the crime scene investigators, really think at this point that they can find evidence that it'll be a fruitful search? And don't forget that to get evidence that is usable, they first had to convince a judge that they had probable cause. They had a reason to request this search warrant. So that is what they're doing right now, is they're searching this house. And the FBI, of course, and I put that thumbnail up on the screen, the FBI is there. And this is the Suffolk County Gilgo Beach Homicide Task Force, who we all know did an outstanding job at this. So a mobile command center and crime scene investigation trucks lined the street while white tents were erected in the front and backyards with large white boxes hauled inside for inspection. Despite a trove of circumstantial evidence, investigators yet to pin down where humans allegedly victims were killed before their bodies were dumped on desolate local beaches, prompting the search, the second search of the home. And this is according to law enforcement. 2 hours ago, when they first hit this location at 7 o'clock in the morning, there are 5 helicopters circling over the house. So the neighborhood is shaken up again. People that live in this area of Massapequa thought that that was the end of it. And, they could live in peace again. They wouldn't have to deal with this. So folks, hold on to your hats. You're about to enter true crime from a police perspective. You're about to enter the off the cuff zone, the police off the cuff zone.
There has to be some common sense.
Yes, sir. They have the car stopped in 10th and Grant, Michael
Byder. We still don't know who pulled the trigger.
Folks, in addition to all those police agencies, the New York State Police, the FBI, the Suffolk County Police, detectives from the Gilgo Beach Task Force, I'd imagine because this is Nassau County Police are already there. The medical examiner is there. So that must mean that they are collecting some type of DNA evidence that they can potentially compare against other DNA evidence that they have. What could possibly be left in this house? Let's realize that, you know, when we talk about contamination of a crime scene, we talk about Locard's theory of exchange, Dr. Edmund Locard. And that simply means has a lot to do with transfer evidence. So when someone goes inside a crime scene, they bring something with them. And when they leave that crime scene, they bring something out with them. And let's face it, three people were living in this house or are living in this house since the last search warrant. So is it possible that this search warrant and this search for evidence will be fruitful? That is one of the big questions I have. So no one knows exactly what the police and what this task force, what the medical examiner is searching for.
Breaking news from Long Island. The FBI back at the house of accused Gilgo Beach suspect Rex Huerman. They're conducting a new search of the property right now. Chopper 4 giving you a look here live over the house in Massapequa Park. You see a crowd gathering in the neighborhood. News 4's Paisley Chang is there on the ground for us. Paisley, what can you tell us about this new search?
Yeah, you know, this new search is really taking these neighbors here by surprise because, you know, things have gotten back to normal, as they say. Huerman's family has moved back to the house. They've been trying to, you know, kind of get the press away from here. And now suddenly it is still a crime scene. Now, we have seen a lot of state police and Suffolk County police vehicles here, as well as Suffolk County detectives. And we understand that a search warrant is being executed at the Huerman residence, according to the attorney of Huerman's ex-wife. And we don't know exactly what has brought them back here 10 months after their first exhaustive search. But right in front of the house, we saw tables set up, boxes, things that were laying out onto the table. And just recently, they had put up these white tents to prevent people, I would assume, from looking into what they're doing. Rex Huerman was arrested last July. He has pleaded not guilty to first and second degree murder charges of Megan Waterman, Melissa Bartholomew, Amberlyn Costello, and Maureen Brainerd Barnes. We spoke to a lot of neighbors here who couldn't help it, had to come back here and take a look and see what's going on, and here's what they told us.
I mean, they keep on finding new evidence. I hope this leads to the rest of the girls being found. I mean, I can't believe that they're still looking. What else could they possibly be looking for at this point?
I don't know. I mean, I thought they tore the house apart last time. I have no idea.
What does that tell you, though, that they're back here and they're looking again?
Maybe he's talking. Maybe Rex is talking.
And that is everyone's assumption, that somehow investigators now have new information that would lead them to search in a different area of the home or perhaps the property. A lot of questions right now, not a lot of answers. But as you can see, the police presence here is massive, and we are going to be following this. We spoke to the Suffolk County DA's office, and they gave us a statement saying that the work of the Gilgo Beach Homicide Task Force is continuing, and they do not comment on ongoing investigations. For now, we're live from Massapequa.
So again, you know, there is a reason. Obviously, they're in that house right now. There's a reason. Could it be connected to the search that was conducted out in Manorville just last week, where they were out there for over 10 days searching? And let's not ever forget what this case is about. What we already know that Rex Huerman has been charged with is the Gilgo Four. And that's the three women you see on the screen: Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Megan Waterman, Melissa Bartholomew, and Amberlyn Costello. So they have him for that case. But this 10-day search out in Manorville, that may have bore fruit, that they may have collected evidence from that scene. And based on collecting that evidence, they, for some reason, wanted to go back to the house. Don't forget, they needed to present the facts to a judge in order to get this search warrant, because you need probable cause, of course, to get this search warrant. So we have to question, we have to sort of look into it. We have to look into it that did they come up with information or evidence in the search in Manorville that they want to compare or potentially compare against, maybe evidence that they could have missed in the first search. Look, it seems like the search they did 10 months ago in this house, they dug up the backyard, they ripped up the house, they ripped out sinks, they ripped out bathtubs. So it would seem that, well, they were there for 10 days, almost 2 weeks. How could they have missed anything? But now they may have recovered some evidence that they now, in Manorville, that they may be able to compare against evidence potentially that they didn't recover in Rex Heumann's home.
Remains of Gilgo Beach victims Valerie Mack and Jessica Taylor were found in Manorville, Long Island. Today, investigators are looking back for new evidence.
And people are asking if it's all related to suspected serial killer Rex Heumann. CBS 2's Jennifer McLogan has been covering the Gilgo Beach case since the beginning and has the latest.
The Manorville Firehouse, mobile command center for dozens of search teams, members of NYPD New York.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
State police, Suffolk County, and district attorney spreading out across thousands of acres in the Pine Barrens using canine cadaver dogs, walking through acres of brush and woods looking for evidence, we're told, in the ongoing Gilgo investigation. Outside the Manorville post office, opinions about what could be unearthed.
Years and years ago, this was all open at one time. You know, I've been out here over 50 years.
You know, it's a quiet little community. I've been here a long time. And, to see this happen, it's a bit unnerving.
Years since they said they found body parts along 111 there. So there was never an answer. So, and now for this Gilgo Beach.
It was two decades ago when human remains of two women were found here and at Gilgo Beach, later identified through DNA as Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack. No arrests have been made in their cases. But locals have nervous speculation about Rex Heumann, who's been charged in the murders of four sex workers found at Gilgo Beach. It was a spectacle in the hamlet as search parties walked woods adjacent to bulls, steers, cows and heifers, horses and wild turkeys.
It could be something that an informant has come forward with and told them about after all these years.
Fred Klein, Hofstra law professor, former Nassau prosecutor, says it's unusually rare to bring in such a force unless acting on a lead. A police source says it's related to serial killer suspect Rex Heumann.
It may relate to something they found in his home, something on his cell phone or computer or a map.
There's so much territory to search that it could take up to a week. Cadaver dogs, we're told, are smelling for scents that appear with decomposing bodies. From the Manorville Command Center, Jennifer McLogan, CBS 2 News.
So there is one of the potential answers. Did they recover something out in Manorville that they potentially put that task force together to search for. Don't forget, when Ray Tierney and, of course, Rodney Harrison first put this task force together, and when they made the arrest of Rex Schuman, they said, our work is not over. Our work is going to continue. The investigative portion of this case is going to take years. So, as according to the video we just saw with that Hofstra University professor, did they have an informant that directed them out to Manorville? Or did they already know that was a potential hot area in regards to where bodies could have been buried? And did, again, how about all of the digital evidence they have? Rex Schuman's phones, Rex Schuman's computer, potentially Asa Ellerup's computer, laptops, all of these things. Are they continuing to find new evidence on these digital devices that led them out again to Manorville? And then were they able to get information? Were they able to collect evidence in their search in Manorville that directed them back to do an additional search warrant at Rex Schuman's home? That's one of the questions that we have. And, you know, it seems that, you know, this is so breaking that all of the news stations, of course, are doing a lot of conjecturing, because the Suffolk County District Attorney, Ray Tierney, who we always see, he's the one that gives the press conferences. It doesn't seem like they're ready to talk about anything. They're not. And, you know, you notice they spoke about the white tents and all the things they put up in the yard, tables, so that they can do their work in privacy without cameras and news helicopters peering in on what they're doing. But we do know that they did hit this warrant at about 7 o'clock in the morning. Warrants, of course, are based on probable cause. So there was some evidence that they had that they needed to compare evidence potentially in that house that they would still collect. But we got a question, anyone that knows about crime scenes, how much would the contamination of that crime scene affect whether or not they can really find and collect any viable evidence after all of this time? And apparently, when you listen to forensic experts, crime scene experts, they say there's still a potential to find, especially things like hair, dried blood, other types of DNA samples. So it's not out of the question. All of these things are in the realm of possibility. So we don't know, but guess what? The police do know.
Breaking news tied to one of New York's biggest murder investigations in years. The medical examiner has just arrived to the home of accused Gilgo Beach killer Rex Huerman. And now they appear to be removing large bags of evidence from that property. The 6-year-old is charged with killing four women, otherwise known as the Gilgo Four. He has pleaded not guilty. Let's bring in News Nation senior correspondent Laura Engel, who has been following this case from the beginning. She is live there on Long Island. So, Laura, at this point, they're bringing out bags of supposed alleged evidence.
That's right. And we've been waiting to see what they're going to bring out of the house. I am just about two houses down. You can't really see now that we've got a police trooper blocking our view. But right now, members of the Gilgo Beach Task Force are inside of this home. We're talking about Suffolk County Police, Nassau County, state troopers are here. And we just saw a bunch of people show up in suits. They look like, I've seen some of them before in court. It looks like they are detectives with members of the Gilgo Beach Task Force. And as you mentioned, somebody from the ME, the medical examiner's office, just pulled up here in front of us. They drove around because the street is completely blocked off. That obviously appears to be a very big development, not necessarily to say that they found a body, but maybe they found something that might have some material that a medical examiner may need to examine. Now, we've seen that before. The medical examiner's office showed up when they did a search of Rex Huerman's storage units last summer. We never found out. Every time we go to court, I ask the Suffolk County District Attorney, Ray Tierney, by the way, why was the medical examiner called to those storage units? He's never been able to answer it, saying it's an ongoing investigation, but certainly what appeared to be a very big development here just moments ago. And after we saw the member of the medical examiner's team show up, We also came over here and noted that there are many large bags coming out of the house, big evidence bags with people with crime lab on the back of their shirts, taking it out. And they're taking it into those tents that we showed you earlier. I don't know if you still have those aerials, but when police first arrived here this morning to serve a search warrant, and remember, Asa Ellerup, Rex Heuermann's estranged wife, her two adult children were not here. So when police arrived, they erected these, you know, pop-up tents and then put some tables underneath those tents. And I've seen people go under there with clipboards. And what it appears to be happening is that they're grabbing evidence and that they're making an inventory of it. They've got their own cameras set up on a tripod. They're videotaping everything that they're doing here. But as this afternoon has started to move on, we are seeing more and more members of law enforcement show up. So obviously a very big, major deal in this case. And this follows a very significant search of Manorville in the woods that happened just last month. Now, the Manorville searches are said to be tied to two of the Long Island serial killer victims, Valerie Mack and Jessica Taylor. Could that have something to do with what we're seeing here now? Of course, we have to wait for the DA to tell us what's going on, but we are here with our cameras watching every bit of it, waiting to see exactly what they're taking out. And I saw them take out a hand truck, a dolly, out of one of their vans and go into the house. What does that mean? What's so heavy that they need that? So that's also something that we're watching for. We've heard long ago that there were, you know, some kind of vaults that were inside of the home. I'm not sure if they found more, if they need to take out the original, but certainly a very big deal as we watch so many members of law enforcement descend upon this Massapequa Park neighborhood and spend the afternoon here with their mobile command units. There are two of them. That is how big of a deal this is right now. Thank you for watching.
Of course, you know, of course, anything to do with the Gilgo Beach case, anything to do with Rex Heuermann is going to be a big deal. And you have a task force of New York State Police, Suffolk County Police, FBI, Suffolk County Sheriff's Office, right? Am I leaving out it? Well, Nassau County is involved also. And of course, the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office investigators. So yes, but I think, and again, the news reporters are all, you know, if there's no news, they just make shit up. So I'm thinking that during this search that they conducted of Manorville, they potentially collected some evidence that was fruitful. And Karen Settles, you make some really good points in the chat. This Karen Settles from the chat. She talks to Kim Allison. It's true in any case, a matter of searching and connecting all the dots are always there. Just a matter of finding them and making the connection. Karen, you're 100% correct. And let's not forget the advances in DNA technology and the things that they've done with that amazing things they've done with Othram Labs in isolating DNA and being able to replicate tiny amounts of DNA. And then the other thing is identifying DNA that they previously couldn't through using family trees. And that's where you bring in Othram Labs and some other labs, obviously Parabound labs that do amazing, amazing things. So we don't know for sure what they recovered in Manorville that resulted or is connected. There's a nexus between that, what they recovered, and potentially that, you know, let's see if we can match this up to any evidence we may have or maybe we missed in Rex Heuermann's home. Almost hard to believe that they're going back because it appeared that they did such a thorough search about 10 months ago with a huge amount of people that went through this home. Jennifer Ward, hopefully this time they take that house down to the studs. With him being an architect, he could have things really hidden. I don't know. I don't think there's anything hidden in that house. That house is, it looks like all hell. You know, it looks horrible. From the chat, Margaret DeYounger, Karen Settles, exactly what I was thinking. It's been 10 months from the first search warrants on the house and storage unit. Maybe getting results back. Something didn't fit back then. Does now, let's hope. Yeah, I mean, we want to make sure that, and again, the Gilgo Beach Task Force wants to make sure that every potentiality of investigation of evidence that they go through and compare against things. Now, just think of the voluminous truckloads of evidence they have in this case. And we can't fully appreciate how long it takes to go through all of that and to analyze it, to examine it. And that's some of the things that are happening now that's resulting perhaps in this huge group of police going back and executing this search warrant on Rex Schuerman's home. Scout Inquirer, greetings and big hugs from Rockland County. Hi, Sergeant Bill and everyone. I hope everyone is enjoying this beautiful day. Scout Inquirer, thank you so much. I gotta know. Thank you for the $2 super sticker. Good thing they didn't tear down house like Idaho. Yeah, exactly, right? Well, they couldn't really tear it down because they owned it. You know, Asa Ellerup, I guess, owns it now. Jane C., what would medical examiner be doing? Well, Jane, the medical examiner would probably be on the scene to make sure that the evidence is collected correctly and in a scientific way, and specifically how to collect certain types of DNA, DNA swabs, take an exemplar of DNA. And there could be DNA, saliva DNA, biological fluid DNA in some rooms in this house that perhaps they missed. So that may be why the medical examiner is on the scene. And then Love Wins. Yes, Rex is locked up. He's in the Suffolk County Jail. He's not going anywhere. Karen Settles again from the chat. I've seen many comments in some other live chats that they are now digging in the property line. I haven't been able to find any news confirmation of that info. I, you know, if they were doing that, I think that we would hear about that just about immediately, because that raises up everyone. Oh my God, what are they digging for? Are they digging for a body? You know, because they were digging 10 months ago. Remember, they came up with a bicycle that was underground. This raises up everyone, of course. What are they finding? What did they find? Todd, who that? Clement, cheers, Bill. Indeed, breaking. Thank you, Todd. I came home. I was out and about, and I got someone messaged me, one of my loyal police off the cuff subscribers, fans, and I said, I'm not home, but as soon as I get home, I'm going to try to get on this, and I got on it as quickly as possible. I even called Mike Geary and see if he was available. Apparently, not apparently, he wasn't. Lou Lemorocco, Lou, so good to see you. That's one some hell of a looking horse you got in that picture. Lou, great to see you. I'm glad you're coming back. Gene Pazilli, it's great. The law enforcement is doing all they can to gather evidence. You know, that's 100% true. And when Rodney Harrison and Ray Tierney put together this Gilgo Beach Task Force, that is when it bore fruit. Because don't forget, this case was going nowhere for years. And in the, like, I think in 14 months, they were able to make an arrest. And they had Rex Schuerman, the perpetrator in this case, identified much earlier, and they didn't pull the trigger on the arrest till they were concerned that he was going to continue to kill. Larry Jensen, hello, Bill. I was gifted a membership yesterday. I was so amazed. Thank you so much, whoever did that. It was Carol Grayston. And Carol, thank you. And on behalf of Larry Jensen and behalf of Police Off the Cuff, Carol, thank you so much. So, yeah, we can all conjecture about what are the police doing here, but we just know they have a warrant to search that house. So, absolutely, they're looking for evidence. And they still have the Gilgo Beach Task Force together. They didn't disband the Gilgo Beach Task Force, because could there still be more arrests in this case? Could there still be more bodies recovered in this case? And the answers to all of that is yes. There could still be much more evidence recovered. There could still be more bodies that are put on Rex Schuerman that we currently don't know about. So that is, you know, that is something to consider. And that is a reason why they can never give up their efforts, and they have to keep plowing forward with this investigation.
And some breaking news out of Long Island, New York this morning. Right now, police are searching the home of Rex Schuerman. He's the suspect accused in the Gilgo Beach murders. He has been charged with the murders of four women. News Nation's Laura Engel is on the way to the home, and she joins us now on the phone with the very latest. Hey there, Laura. What are you hearing about what led to this morning?
Hi, Marnie. Well, it did certainly come as a surprise to many people following this case, you know, but that's the nature of a search warrant. It's a kind of a surprise. We have learned that the Suffolk County Police, State Police, Nassau County, all involved staging a massive command center outside of the home of Rex Huerman and his estranged wife, Asa Ellerup. Police arriving around 7 o'clock in the morning. I spoke to the attorney for Asa Ellerup, and he confirmed that the search warrant is being served, but he couldn't say what was in it because he doesn't have it. He also told me that Asa Ellerup and her son are out of the state and that the daughter was not there. Whether or not they were given a heads up, that's something that I'm trying to confirm right now, but none of them were there. In fact, we've learned that Asa Ellerup and her son are down in South Carolina. And you'll remember that Rex Huerman's brother lives in Chester, South Carolina, Craig Huerman, and that is where they found the Chevy Avalanche that was so important in this case. That is where that Chevy Avalanche was being held. It was a vehicle that was believed to be used in the commission of the crimes. But, you know, that's where she has family, and that's just as simple as that. But what's happening at the house right now is extraordinary because of the amount of police presence. And this also follows, Marnie, what happened last month, a massive multi-day search in Manorville. That's on Long Island. And police were seen searching in the woods for several days. I think it was up to 10 days. And they were even seen digging around. And there was word that they found something, that there was a black box that was found. And is it something that is connected to that search in Manorville that has now brought police investigators, members of the task force, to come to Massapequa Park, shut down this street, just like they did last July. Just like they did last July, going through for 10 days searching for the home, or 2 weeks, I should say, in Massapequa Park. So right now, it's unclear exactly what they are after, but this is certainly a very large development happening in the case.
You'll be there soon. Do they live there, the wife and the son and daughter, and they're just not there now? Are they currently residing?
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct. So Asa Ellerup has been living there after the police searched the first time in July, when that big massive search came and they were digging up the backyard and searching through everything. We've seen photos, Marnie, of how the home was left. Now, when you look at the home, and we're going to talk about this later today when we're showing it to you, but we've shown it to you before, that it's kind of dilapidated. It doesn't look like the rest of the other homes. But what was inside after that massive search, it was very hard for them to live. They cut up the mattresses, the police did, because they're looking for evidence. They cut through the sinks. It was largely hard to live in, but they had nowhere else to go. So Asa Ellerup and her two adult children have been living there this entire time. So what was left in the house that wasn't retrieved the first time, we just don't know. But it is something very significant to have this amount, to have that probable cause for the search warrant is significant again in this case.
So we'll wait to learn more details on that. Meantime, Laura, what is the status of Rex Huerman's case right now?
You know, we've just been going to further hearings, status conference hearings. We were there just last month, and it's all about the evidence. Both actually, the prosecution needs to continue giving discovery to the defense, and the defense continues to ask for further information from the prosecution so they can better prepare. The judge wants to get this case to trial. He does have another court date, I believe, in the next month, but they are trying to move this along. But now we've got today, and what that will mean to the discovery in this case is now going to be a whole nother binders and boxes full of information that the most likely will come out with. We can see from aerials from local news choppers that the presence that's there, they've got people staged outside. They've got cameras on tripods from the police, not from news agencies, in the driveway. What does that mean? It means that they're going to carefully record each and everything that happens today. They're going to take very close details of what is coming out, just like we saw before. And remember that search back in July, and remember we saw people coming out head to toe covered in that white gear to preserve evidence. We don't know if it's
that white gear is called Tyvek suits, and it's as much as to protect the crime scene from the person going into the crime scene as it is to protect the person's clothing from toxic materials, biological materials. You don't want to bring things like that home on your clothing. So when a crime scene technician exits the crime scene in those white Tyvek suits, they obviously take those Tyvek suits off and they throw them out. And again, that their clothing that they will go home with will be uncontaminated. Also, and I explain all the time, Locard's theory of exchange, that also when you have a Tyvek suit on, it prevents much of the material that could fall off your clothing, off your head, all of those things to get into the crime scene and thus contaminate the crime scene. So those white suits are called Tyvek suits.
It's going to be that type of search again today, but it certainly could be. What did they find in Manorville?
Thank you for watching. Go to NewsNationNow.com.
So that's the big question that we all have. What did they find in Manorville that potentially was able to assist them in getting a search warrant, a new search warrant for Rex Schumann's home? What did they find there that they then could convince a judge that they had probable cause to believe that perhaps what they found in Manorville was connected to Rex Schumann? And the way we could really make a nexus between the evidence we found out in Manorville and potential evidence we could find in Rex Schumann's home is to do a new and additional search warrant. So whatever the detective did that convinced the judge, or whatever evidence they had from Manorville that they presented to a judge, the judge agreed that, yes, you have probable cause here, and I'm going to sign this search warrant. So now they have an additional search warrant. And someone in the chat just told me that it's confirmed. Oh, Champion from the chat. A neighbor is there and said it's on the property line. They're starting to dig. So again, do they have information from Manhattan? How about from a CI, a confidential informant that perhaps came through? Do they have testimonial evidence that brought them to that, where now all of a sudden they're digging on the property? Folks, this is Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. If you like real crime, true crime from a police perspective, you're in the right location. If you're not subscribed to us, go on our YouTube, hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, ring that bell, hit the like button, share us with your friends and your family. And if you want to contribute to us, we have a Patreon with 4 different levels. And we also have a YouTube channel membership with, count them, 5 different levels. And we have a great YouTube and Police Off the Cuff channel members, family, friends that really support the hell out of this show. So yeah, so what could, we can just conjecture. What are they looking for? Why are they digging? Karen Settles, a police officer, bicycle underground. I saw him miss that info from before. Wow. Yeah, they dug up, you know, they dug up a lot on the first warrant. The big thing on the first warrant was, remember the alleged, like a room he had, and really was like a gun safe. And I think, I don't have the exact amount of numbers, but Rex Schumann had almost 500 guns, I think it was, like 480-something guns. And that was a big question of conjecture in the first search warrant. And if you recall, the guns, a lot of them were like collector's items, and Asa Elrup, left pretty much penniless, wanted to sell the gun collection. And I don't know what the status of that was, whether she backed off, but I don't know what happened with that. Tony, hi, Bill. Great show as usual. Thank you. Thank you, Tony. Jennifer Ward, Manorville is where Valerie Mack and Jessica Taylor were found. Absolutely, Jennifer. Thank you for pointing that out. Could they have found DNA, unidentified DNA, at the Manorville location? And could that be that they want to compare that DNA to potential DNA they could recover inside the Rex Schumann house? But it's hard for us to believe that they could find additional evidence since when they did such a thorough job 10 months ago. Sherry Murray, hey, Sarge, I couldn't imagine living in those deployable conditions. I know some police that were in that house when they did the search warrant. And apparently, it wasn't just cluttered. Apparently, it was disgusting. One of those houses that when you leave, you want to immediately take a shower. That's how it was described to me. So there's another good reason to wear a Tyvek suit. Margaret DeYounger, one good thing, does not look like Asa has had any more done on house since first raid and Rex Schumann's arrest July 2023. Yeah, I'm amazed when you see those like those pieces of the 2x4s that are seemingly holding that house up. And that, I don't know if you can see it in the picture. Yeah, you can see there. You see those underneath like the overhang. There's like wood. And again, this guy, Rex Schumann, was an architect. And his house looks like it could, a good wind could blow it over. And that overhang, those pieces of wood there, unpainted, unfinished, are what's holding part of the roof up. And it's like, it's never been fixed. Remember all how the attorneys, Robert Macedonio, who the attorney who represents Asa Ellerup, were like, the police destroyed the house. My contention is that house is already destroyed. How much worse could they have made it, you know? And so that was some of the questions with that. And, you know, here we have, you know, Rex Schumann waiting, of course, his case is going forward. And in my opinion, this case is going to take years and years. First of all, it's a death penalty case. Oh, actually, it's not a death penalty case because New York State doesn't have the death penalty case anymore. We used to have the death penalty case. So it could be, you know, it would be a life without parole case. And right now, they have four murders that he's been charged with. And when you read that 32-page bail application, which I always advise everyone that followed this case to do, it really outlines this case and gives you such a great insight as to what occurred. We remember some of these images, like the one that's on the screen. That's Asa Ellerup and her son, her adult son, that lived with her. And that was early on in the investigation when, of course, they felt, you know, they just heard all the horrible things about Rex and Asa Ellerup, you know, allegedly knew nothing of this. So all of those things that they're just hearing, and you can see from that picture, they were pretty, there you go, put it back on the screen. They're pretty damn upset of what they're finding out. They realize that their life will never be the same, that they're shocked at Rex Schumann being arrested. And there's the, you know, the file photo, it seems, of him. It seems like he's in a bulletproof vest in that picture there. But that picture's been all over the internet. And it's, you know, it's almost like the photo that we see most of Rex Schumann when we think of Rex. And then you see these further pictures of him in court. So breaking news
this morning, the Gilgo Beach Homicide Task Force has returned to the home of murder suspect Rex Schumann. You can see the look right here. This is a live picture coming in from the Massapequa Park home in Nassau County. A familiar look since the beginning of this investigation. And we saw those authorities lining the streets in the neighborhood, of course, irritating a lot of the neighbors after they were there for several days. Kristen Thorne has been all over this. Kristen, what do we know right now about this new search?
Well, the Suffolk DA is not saying anything, which is not uncommon, right? They're not going to tell us why exactly they are there. But when you look at those pictures, it looks exactly like it did a year ago. That's right. Why I had to ask is, sure. Is this the current scene? So if you're looking at this and you go, this looks exactly like it did July 14th of last year. No, this is now. This is the current pictures of them again, blocking off the street. Looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Why they're there. Look, they're looking for something. Obviously the case is still ongoing. They are still producing evidence, trying to find their evidence in this case. So clearly there is something there they're looking for. What they're looking for, though, is the question. When they were there a year ago, and I can't believe it's been a year, that house was stripped down to really the boards. I mean, right. They went through the yard. They went through the basement. Mm-hmm. They went through everything. And we saw the pictures of how torn apart the house was. So what are they looking for is the question. Look, as this trial eventually gets underway, Rex Hurman is due back in court, by the way, June 18th. We will know why they're there. They're going to tell us when we went back on this date, that's what we were there looking for. This is what we obtained during that. But right now, we just don't know. I did reach out to Rex Hurman's attorney, Michael Brown, to see if he has any comment about this. I'm waiting to hear back from him.
And his family still lives there, right?
Yeah, as far as I know. You know, I swung by the house maybe about 3 weeks ago because I was in the area, and there was a note up on the door basically saying, you know, please do not come in, do not approach. So clearly there were signs of life because there was a sign there on the door. So, you know, we'll have to see.
Okay, we'll watch it closely.
Kristen, thank you.
So a lot to this, of course, a lot to this search warrant. And again, everyone, of course, is conjecturing because no one knows. No one knows why they're out there. But to put two and two together with this, we must sort of think of the search they did in Manorville. And it was like a 10-day search. They must have, there seems like there's a nexus between Manorville and an additional search warrant on Rex Schuerman's home. That would make sense. So when will we, like a little tongue twisted there, when will we specifically find out what they collected and why they were here? Well, how about for the return of the search warrant, when they return the search warrant back to the judge, with what evidence was collected, potentially why they were there. That's maybe when we will find out. You know, there's been so many other issues with this. And then we had the issue of John Ray, the attorney John Ray, saying that Asa Ellerup knew all about Rex Schuerman's his use of sex workers, and she was involved in it, and she was, you know, so do we believe, you know, you either believe that or you don't believe that, and that sort of clouded up the situation. But there's a lot of extraneous information with this case, and really, to really follow this case, you really need almost to read books on it, because it's that extensive. It goes back that many years, and as I said, the best start to all of this, the best information you can possibly get is the 32-page, which I always keep with me. And I don't think this is the 32-page bail application. And it tells you so much about this case and so many of the things that you didn't know about Rex Schuerman. From the chat, Mountain Cat, I'm confused. Was the first search not thorough, or did they uncover new evidence that led them back there a second time? Mountain Cat, we are conjecturing just like the news stations. And my conjecture here is that they discovered some evidence out in Manorville that they wanted to do potentially a comparison. And this is conjecture. I don't know if that's true. Or with some of the evidence that they've already collected, they wanted to perhaps do another comparison against evidence that they could lift, fresh evidence, which maybe they didn't recover the last time. I remember we said there's even the possibility that they could have a confidential informant. Remember in the Suffolk County Jail, they have what's a task force in that jail that just interviews sex workers. And from my time on the streets as an NYPD sergeant, working anti-crime, working citywide anti-crime, street crime, as a cop and then anti-crime as a sergeant. Sex workers are great sources of information. They really, well, they have their ear down to the street and they know all kinds of things. And the other sad thing about that is that many sex workers have drug and alcohol problems. So they're dealing with the seediest elements of society. And in that way, they know what's going on and they hear things. Could they also, this task force, Sheriff Toulon, great man. He ran that, runs that task force. Are they still working? Did they get new information from some sex workers in the Suffolk County Jail? Not just Suffolk County. They have a hotline right to Rikers Island and to all these other jails where sex workers, it's a small community. They talk to each other. And I'm conjecturing right now because I don't know this, but could they have gotten information from one of them that, again, led to Manaville? And did they find something in Manaville that led them to a second search warrant on Rex Schuerman's home? Those are some of the questions we have, you know? And we will only find out when Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney tells us, or when they return the warrant for Rex Schuerman's home.
Accused Gilgo Beach suspect Rex Schuerman. They're conducting a new search of the property right now. Chopper 4 giving you a look here live over the house in Massapequa Park. You see a crowd gathering in the neighborhood. News 4's Paisley Chang is there on the ground for us. Paisley, what can you tell us about this new search?
Yeah, you know, this new search is really taking these neighbors here by surprise because, you know, things have gotten back to normal, as they say. Huerman's family has moved back to the house. They've been trying to, you know, kind of get the press away from here. And now suddenly it is still a crime scene. Now, we have seen a lot of state police and Suffolk County police vehicles here, as well as Suffolk County detectives. And we understand that a search warrant is being executed at the Huerman residence, according to the attorney of Huerman's ex-wife. And we don't know exactly what has brought them back here 10 months after their first exhaustive search. But right in front of the house, we saw tables set up, boxes, things that were laying out onto the table. And just recently, they had put up these white tents to prevent people, I would assume, from looking into what they're doing. Rex Huerman was arrested last July. He has pleaded not guilty to first and second degree murder charges of Megan Waterman, Melissa Barthelemy, Amberlynn Costello, and Maureen Brainerd Barnes. We spoke to a lot of neighbors here who couldn't help it, had to come back here and take a look and see what's going on. And here's what they told us.
I mean, they keep on finding new evidence. I hope this leads to the rest of the girls being found. I mean, I can't believe that they're still looking. What else could they possibly be looking for at this point?
I don't know. I mean, I thought they tore the house apart last time. I have no idea.
What does that tell you, though, that they're back here and they're looking again?
Maybe he's talking. Maybe Rex is talking.
And that is everyone's assumption, that somehow investigators now have new information that would lead them to search in a different area of the home or perhaps the property. A lot of questions right now, not a lot of answers, but as you can see, the police presence here is massive, and we are going to be following this. We spoke to the Suffolk County DA's office, and they gave us a statement saying that the work of the Gilgo Beach Homicide Task Force is continuing, and they do not comment on ongoing investigations. For now, we're live.
So we'll find out more. So again, you know, it always gets frustrating for those that follow the case, for us that follow the case. They're not going to talk about anything. Lula Morocco, they recovered 92 guns that were registered only. I think he had another like 300 or 400 that weren't registered. So, right, he did have his registered guns. But the thing was that none of those guns were used in any of the killings. So, and in fact, if you look at the Gilgo 4, and I'll put the picture up on the screen. Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Megan Waterman, Melissa Bartolome, and Amberlynn Costello. They could say, even in the bail application, 32 pages, that they died from homicidal causes. They don't know their cause of death. Don't forget, they were recovered a long time after they were killed. So they don't know specifically what their cause of death was. The manner of death was homicide. The cause, I'm not sure. Sergeant Stadenko, it looks like filming of How to Catch a Predator in Hoarders. Yeah, I think that no doubt is the Uriman's house was a hoarder house, that they collected things. They never threw things out. Blackhead Chick 10, I can't believe she's still supporting him. Pauline Buckles, thank you for the $3 super sticker. Very much appreciated. Heather, his off work time was filled with other activities, I guess. Yes, the police totally trashed the place. Yeah, they did a thorough search warrant. That's why we question also, why are they back? You know, why are they back? And none of us know the answer to that yet. Margaret DeYounger, love wins. Rex Uriman's brother lives in South Carolina, not North. Brother's property where Rex Uriman's former automobile was found. Yes, that was such a big piece of the evidence that was uncovered by the Gilgo Beach Task Force in a matter of months, when they had that information for years and it was never found out. So we got to look at that. As Mountain Cat, his hobbies were pretty expensive. Absolutely. Someone, you know, again, asked about the Tyvek suits. Again, those white suits, it's made of a material called Tyvek. That's why they're called Tyvek suits. When I was a responder to the World Trade Center 9/11 Ground Zero, we all wore those suits to protect our bodies, also from toxic materials that we were exposed to, asbestos, all kinds of airborne stuff. So they're used also by crime scene technicians that process the scene, because you look, blood is a biological fluid, right? But blood can contain diseases, contain all kinds of diseases, you know, hepatitis, the viruses are contained in blood, you know. So do you want to bring that home with you on your clothing? Or do you want to protect your clothing and your skin from blood and other contaminants getting on them? And the answer is, yeah, you want to protect your skin and your, and you don't want to bring that home to your family. There's no way you want to bring that home to your family. So Tyvek suits, all crime scene people, you'll see it all over the place, them wearing it. And again, I always like to bring this up, you know, we always want to remember what this case is about. And, you know, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Megan Waterman, Melissa Bartolome, and Anne Boleyn Costello, and potentially other victims that have yet to be identified or connected to, not identified, connected to the person or persons who killed them. And those, that's what this case is absolutely all about.
News on Long Island. That's where investigators are back at the home of Gilgo Beach murder suspect Rex Uriman.
Yeah, he's the Suffolk County man charged with killing four women. Jody Goldberg is live outside his home in Massapequa Park. Jody, what are we learning today?
Well, Chris and Bianca, talk about deja vu. We were here back in July, and now months later, we're here as investigators issued another search warrant there inside the home. Now, we're told by Asa Ellerup's attorney, she's in South Carolina with her son. Asa Ellerup's attorney, Bob Macedonia, confirmed this to us this morning. He also told us that their daughter is inside the home. She was in there this morning, and she left around 8 o'clock when investigators got here. Take a live look at what's going on. Quite an extensive setup here. A lot of media presence, a lot of neighbors coming out once again to see what's going on. There's a command center, many agencies, including the Gilgo Task Force and state troopers, and why they're back is still unclear. The district attorney's office isn't commenting, citing an ongoing investigation. As you mentioned, Uriman is charged with the murders of four Gilgo victims, sex workers found buried along a stretch of Ocean Parkway near Gilgo Beach. Uriman pleaded not guilty. Neighbors we spoke with say they're surprised to see another search.
The first thing that came to mind was my daughter's school, which is right across the street. I ran into the school and asked them, what's going on? And they said, no, it's something with the Rex Uriman house. They're doing another search. I was so paranoid. I was like, oh, my God, this is all over again. It feels like yesterday this happened.
I don't know what to think. We're neighbors, and it's just unbelievable in your own backyard.
And now Asa Ellerup's attorney made it clear no arrests have been made and there are no allegations arrests will be made. As for Huerman, he's due back in court next month. We reached out to his attorney and haven't heard back.
So you could see the press is quite flustered because whenever they can't find something out, they just keep repeating themselves, you know, as to what we think is going on. And what else can I do too? Except I can use my experience and knowledge to report to you what I think they're doing, you know, and that's probably what the press is trying to do also. But we don't know for sure. We don't know for sure what kind of information they have. If there's going to be any, I don't think there's going to be a press conference. I don't see that coming. If there was a press conference, I think we would know about it. But right now, we don't hear that there's going to be a press conference in regards to this case, the police on the scene. So it's all we can do sort of is conjecture, which is what the press is doing now. And I wanted to pull up a little bit of Sheriff Toulon. Let's see if we can get anything on Sheriff Toulon because he's had a brilliant role in this case also, Sheriff Toulon. When he put together the unit that interviewed and spoke to sex workers to gather information about Rex Huerman and many of them, and through the Suffolk County Jail, many of them, of course, they know Rex Huerman, or he was a client of theirs.
You know, I've been in this business I started my career in 1982, so almost 41 years. And even when I worked on Rikers Island, if we had anyone that was very notable, someone that may require special attention because either the crime they committed or things that may be surrounding their case, I would go in to make sure that they knew who I was in case anything was to happen.
And for what reason? Why would they benefit knowing who you were, that you'd be there to?
Well, it's more that they know who the boss is and that the boss has taken some action or even some interest in knowing what's going on inside the surroundings that they're going to be confined in.
So you're there to let them know what's what.
Basically. That's correct.
Now, Mr. Huerman's been in your custody since July 13th. He's pleaded not guilty. And on the day of his arrest, during that press conference, you said that your job was to keep him safe so that he would meet justice, as it were. I'm paraphrasing you right now. What did you mean by that?
You know, it's more important for me that Mr. Huerman has his justice in the courts and not in the jails. I've experienced, and we've also read different accounts across the country where individuals of some notoriety have been assaulted or even killed inside jail. I do not want any inmate to really take liberties on Mr. Huerman to build up their own street credibility inside the facility, a former sex worker encountering him, someone that may have been a John or a pimp, anyone that can say, you know what, I did this to this guy. I do know that many incarcerated individuals do feel that crimes against children and against women are something that they won't tolerate no matter what they're incarcerated for. So we just want to make sure that he sees his day in court.
And he was on suicide when he went in, and much was made of that. Is that normally is that normal procedure when he went into the jail?
It's normal for someone of his stature, and I don't mean Rex Huerman, but someone coming into jail with the types of charges that he has. So mental health will put him on suicide watch until they can evaluate him for a determined amount of time and then make that determination whether he should continue on suicide watch or be removed.
So that's Sheriff Errol Toulon, and he's the sheriff of Suffolk County that's in charge of the Suffolk County Jail, who his job is to make sure that, believe it or not, Rex Huerman stays safe and no other prisoner tries to gain notoriety by sticking a shiv in Rex Huerman or cutting his throat or anything like that. And Sheriff Errol Toulon, I had him on my show, I guess it was last year, What a brilliant guy. What a nice, nice guy. He's also Dr. Errol Toulon and 41 years in corrections. And he's so cool and calm. He doesn't show any signs of a guy who's worked in corrections for 41 years. Yeah. Bada bing. It's a good thing that at least they got him after buying more burner phone minutes. Yes, bada bing. Guys, that's basically what I have for you today. I came on, I rushed home and I came on and tried to find out and get right up to date on this case. We're going to hear more about this case, of course. And perhaps there will be a press conference to explain what the search warrant at Rex Heumann's home was all about today. But until then, guys, I want to wish everyone a happy and healthy Monday. And I want everyone to have a great, great day. I'm Bill Cannon from Police Off the Cuff. We'll see you next time. Have a great day and God bless. One episode, just ain't enough.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.